For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Jefferson City's City Council is expected to decide tonight between two options for new convention center. One proposal puts the center in Capitol Mall, while the other would have the center on West McCarty Street. The cost of each proposal is very similar. Both sites are in the heart of the city, and Council Member Carrie Turgeon says that's how it should be.
We need to keep it near the core. It needs to be near the Capitol, near our tourist attractions, near what gives our community character. We are a capital city.
Turgeon says meeting planners want a site in the core of the city, and they will ultimately bring groups and conferences to the city. She says that the city has plenty to offer for visitors once they get here, but the time is now to make a decision on one proposal and move forward to the next step. Key Missouri lawmakers appear ready to allow a cannabis extract to be used by people whose epilepsy is not relieved by other treatments. A Missouri House committee could hold a public hearing and vote this week on legislation filed by Republican Caleb Jones of Columbia. The measure's co-sponsors are the Republican House Speaker, Majority Leader, and Democratic leaders. It also is supported by a Republican state senator whose son has epilepsy. The bill would allow use of a hemp extract that has little of the substance making users feel high in greater amounts of a chemical called cannabidiol or CBD. Patients would need to have epilepsy that a neurologist has determined is not responding to at least three treatment options. Other states also have considered legislation dealing with the cannabis extract. Some Missouri Republicans have adamantly opposed expanding Medicaid to low-income adults by tapping into billions of federal dollars under President Barack Obama's health care law. Yet support has been quietly growing among some of those same Republicans for a mini-Medicaid expansion. They are teaming up with Democrats to back a proposal that would double the amount of assets people could have without being disqualified from Medicaid coverage. The change is projected to expand Medicaid coverage at an eventual annual cost of $160 million in combined federal and state funds. The University of Missouri's Truman the Tiger is becoming a symbol for a national effort to the welfare of wild and captive tigers. KBIA's Blair Ossery has more.
The Tigers for Tigers Coalition is a national organization devoted to preserving tigers from extinction. Coalition members gathered at Reynolds Alumni Center on MU's campus over the weekend to coordinate efforts. Dr. Matt Gomper is a faculty advisor for the Tigers for Tigers organization at MU. He says reaching out to younger generation is important for the future of the tiger population.
To use this organization here at the University of Missouri to create the next generation of environmental leaders who are going to work across the globe.
While the Tigers for Tigers National Coalition was founded in the early 90s, this weekend seminar is only 2 years old. Mizzou Tigers for Tigers President Rhea Landreth says she hopes that the seminar series will drive home the importance of the low tiger population.
There's more tigers in captivity in Texas alone than in the wild, and so our end goal is just to help increase the population in the wild.
Landreth also says the coalition is not just limited to universities with a tiger as a mascot. Other institutions such as Weber State, which has a wildcat mascot, have also joined the coalition. Blair Ussery, KBIA News.
MU alumnus Lowell Miller donated $1.1 million that will fund a new faculty chair in the MU Department of Biochemistry on Friday. Gerald Hazelbauer, chair of the Biochemistry Department, says the funding will impact faculty and students.
So, used in either way, it will enhance the quality of the faculty and therefore the educational opportunities of our students, both undergraduates and graduates.
He says the type of research that will come out of the funding depends on which individual is awarded the funding. Miller is a longtime supporter of the university. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump.